Georgia. He was looking for a bong to steal. He was in a bind, was way behind. He was looking to make a deal. Fire in the mountain, run, boys, run! Dealers in the house of the rising sun. Reaper in the red pen, kick it out, go! Dragons are back by Kiltaco.
You can't make it up.
He's a proud member of the Blueberry Network.
Even when you get big, it's nice to feel again what it was like to be little.
Oh. At blueberry.com. That's Blueberry.
Blueberry.
With no E.
You can dare to be stupid. You can turn the other cheek. You can just give up the ship.
You can eat a bunch of sushi, then forget to leave a tip.
You Can't Make It Up, show number 302 for International Podcast Day, Ken.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
It is. It is September the 30th, last day of the month, and it's the first day that we've been back since, I don't know, the last one we did was 4th of July.
It is.
Yeah, but I felt as long as it's International Podcast Day, we should
don't care about our independence.
We should chime in. If you're interested in learning what's going on internationally, go on over to libsyn.com and follow the link to the video. They're broadcasting or webcasting all day long today. And at 2 o'clock, Dave Jackson, our buddy from schoolofpodcasting.com.
Really? He's still around?
He's still around. Is he still around?
Hi, Dave.
Yeah. So I walked back to episode one, the very first one we did.
December 23rd, 2008, and down through the cobwebs of the archives.
And it reads like this: since the dawn of creation or beginning of time, depending on your definition of good posture, man has exhibited a limitless capacity for committing incredible acts of stupidity. The Darwin Awards being Exhibit A, Your Honor. And that's what we've been doing for almost 8 years, right?
Yeah, Exhibit A.
Exactly. Anyway, I thought I'd start there, just with the Darwin Awards. And specifically, they have something called an at-risk, the folks over at darwinawards.com. At-risk are people who have almost won the Darwin Award, almost. You have to expire to actually win it. They came close. So it happened, let's see, the most recent one, July 16th of this year in Encinitas, California. And there were two gentlemen from California, two hikers who were playing Pokemon Go. And they did the unintended go jump mode and with predicted results, except they didn't finish themselves off. They fell off a 75 to 100 foot cliff that they were led to by clues from Pokemon Go. And so they did survive. Only injuries were minor. And these two guys will remain nameless because they're too stupid to live. And yet there they are breathing somewhere in Encinitas, California.
Huh.
There are a couple here of note of risk or at risk people back in 2014. We'll call this one Marshmallow Mouth. The man's name is Lance LaCrosse. He's a tour guide in Florida. And, you know, he goes through the Everglades and takes people on tours and says, look, there's an alligator. And what he does is he puts marshmallows in his mouth and feeds the gators. Oh, yeah. Right between his teeth. Yeah. So far, he has not ended up between theirs. That's so far. As you can imagine, tourists pay a lot of money to see him do this. Kind of like going to a hockey game, hoping a fight breaks out. Only this time, you wish someone would win a Darwin Award. Lance, if you're still with us, babe, keep up the good work. So those are my two things commemorating the Darwin Award and thus our welcome back. You Can't Make It Up. I'm Ken and he is...
The other guy.
The other Ken. And you're in Connecticut. I'm in Maine. So I'll hand the baton to you, sir, in New Haven, Connecticut.
And by the way, there are a lot of people I wish would try for the Darwin Awards, but haven't yet.
Some of them former clients, yes.
Clients, political people, whatever. Yes. So anyway, this is a moment of duh.
Oh, yes, our moment of duh.
And our tip of the week, and here it is.
Stupid alert, stupid alert.
If you're leading the cops on a car chase, don't confuse that with playing Monopoly where you pass go and collect money and all that and don't go to jail.
Yeah.
That would be my tip. And this tip, unfortunately, was ignored by an unnamed 35-year-old man over in Vista, California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was driving a 1993 Nissan. It was about 2 in the morning when a local sheriff's deputy tried to pull him over for a minor traffic violation. Now, instead of stopping, he kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And the chase continued for another 20 minutes or so. Now, he pulled into a parking lot trying to elude the chaser, but that didn't work. So he stopped the car. He ran from the car, climbed over a nearby fence, figuring no way the cop would be in good enough shape to follow him, you know.
Okay.
And proceeded to hop the fence and land on the other side.
Mm.
Unfortunately, turns out that fence belonged to the local jail.
Oh, well, there's a good place.
And he landed right into what they call the jail intake area, where they bring the prisoners in to be booked.
Yes, but he went without a trial.
Which he was.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
Yeah, well, it's listen, they don't have to crank up the transport van. Just, no. He's already there.
Hop right in.
Yeah. You know, he could have been mentioned in the aforementioned Darwin Award story,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's our abbreviated version of You Can't Make It Up. We used to do this every week. Now we're not sure when we'll ever do it again.
Oh, please.
But this is International Podcast Day, and we felt we need to weigh in. So we've done that. Do you okay. have any parting words for our audience?
I wanted to do a story that was international flavor, but I didn't really have one today.
Ah.
Maybe next time.
Well, there's always marshmallow mouth down there in the Florida Everglades. You know,
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, we'll see you next time, whenever the hell that is. Bye now.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 canscomedy.com. My